Amongst some of my favorite things to read are mystery novels. And perhaps amongst generally some of my favorite Catholic writers to read is D.K. Chesterton, who just so happens to have written some mystery books. And they're called the Father Brown series. And they're excellent because not only do they contain a really good message in each of the stories, there are many of them, I think there's something like 50 of them. They're pretty short. But they're excellent because they can be read by anyone at any level, from small children to young adults to older adults. And I think something can be gleaned from them. And if you're not familiar with the Father Brown stories, Father Brown is this very unassuming English priest who finds himself in situations where a mystery is to be solved. And sequentially, in the first several stories, the foil that Chesterton puts against Father Brown is this arch-criminal known as Flambeau. And Flambeau is quite good at what he does. He always seems to be able to pull off some caper. And in the first of the series, Flambeau is at this estate, and he's stolen something. I think it was jewels, anyway. And so everyone at the estate is looking around for the thief, including an inspector from Scotland Yard. And no one can find him. And Father Brown, who's at the house for a party, goes outside into the backyard and sits on a bench, and then proceeds to have this speech that he gives. And the readers felt a little awkward because we're not sure who he's addressing. And we find out that Flambeau is hiding in the tree above the bench, and he's speaking to Flambeau. Flambeau is a character that, over the process of the next several stories, Father Brown is always there to catch him. But he never turns him in. He always encourages him and exalts him with exhortation to turn away from his life of crime and to renew himself, to find who he really has been made to be as a son of God. And this story, which is an important one, this series of stories, is one in which we come to see Flambeau move from the arch-criminal to actually a very good person. He gives up his life of crime, and he becomes kind of a partner with Father Brown in solving mysteries. The first reading in the Gospel today relate to us the importance of humility. And a lot has been written and said about humility, what it is and what it is not, by theologians and philosophers, by secular writers, by non-Catholics, by gurus. A lot of ink has been spilled about humility. But a very simple and very real way to think of humility is not thinking of ourselves as some lowly and worthless creature, kind of scraping and crawling on the ground towards God. That's not who we were made to be by God, with the dignity that we were made with. Humility, rather, is learning to see ourselves exactly as God sees us. And what does that mean? We live in a society and a culture where, whether intended or not, we're very good at putting up fronts for other people to see. The person we want everyone to see, or we want them to think about us in a specific way. We're also very good at deceiving ourselves, of not wanting to look at parts of our lives that are perhaps painful or difficult, or making ourselves believe we are something that we're not. And all of those things obfuscate humility, being able to see ourselves authentically. With God, there's nothing we can hide from Him. He sees it all, the good and the bad. He sees into our very heart and our soul. He sees past and through the pretense and the falsehoods that we can put up, the masks that we can wear. He sees right to the heart. And that's what humility is about, is being able to see ourselves in that complete vulnerability, that nakedness, if you will, that God sees us as. To strip away what is false and to have something pure and true. No matter what it is. No matter if it's difficult or even sometimes hard or ugly to behold. That's humility. At its very core. Seeing ourselves exactly as God sees us. And that's a lifelong process. It doesn't ever end. If somebody says, well, I've mastered humility now, guess they have some work to do. It never ends. Because we're always growing and evolving and changing as people. In our spiritual lives, in our relationships, in our workplaces, with people that we meet. We're always changing. We're always growing. And humility is being able to constantly look at ourselves anew, exactly as God sees us. To practice that truth. A truth is a quality of God amongst goodness and beauty. It's one of the divine attributes of Him. He's all truth. And we are made in the image and likeness of God to be true to ourselves and to what God has called us to be. This story of Father Brown and Flambeau is one in which, through humiliations, through coming to see himself not as someone who's worthless, not as a thief, not as someone who can never change, but to come to appreciate his worth as a child of God through these encounters with Father Brown, Flambeau moves from what is false, from all of the facades and masks that he wears for these crimes, to becoming someone who has reformed himself to be somebody who is an agent of the truth, of who he is, his past life and his present life. And we all move in that direction, shedding off the old ways, habits, sin, vice, whatever it is, moving into something new. Something good and true and beautiful. That's the spiritual life. And humility is something, like I said, that can be very difficult sometimes. To be confronted with something that's true, maybe it's a truth we don't want to face or have been running from. And it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be challenging. Because that's how we grow in humility. And if the situation or the truth that we encounter is difficult, we only have to look at the cross. We don't necessarily have to read a long book or listen to a long homily to get something out of humility if all we can do is look at the cross. There is no more perfect, no simpler expression of humility than Jesus on the cross. To make a statement about the truth on the cross. And talk about being stripped bare and naked and having no protection, no facade, no pretense. There's Jesus naked on the cross. For love of us. As John says, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, so that we might be free to live in the truth, so that we might be free from sin and death and all the things that obfuscate the beauty and goodness of who we are. That's humility. That's Jesus on the cross. But we know the cross isn't the end of the story, that the resurrection that occurs brings us into new life again. That's what humility does. Opens up opportunities for new life, for how God made us to be. This is hard. It's difficult. But it's worth it. Humility, not looking at ourselves as worthless, but looking at ourselves as worthwhile, as something that's worth the effort and the work and the struggle to become true to ourselves. That's humility.